Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? You're tuned in with Oshun. Let's Talk Love on Air Candy Radio.
Get better. I'm working on switching them letters, but tell God I'ma need a whole lot of hope.
rope, keeping it together. I'm smiling in everyone's face. I'm crying whenever they leave the room. They don't know the battle I face. They don't understand what I'm going through.
The world trying to play with my soul. I'm just trying to find where to go. I'm trying to remember the way. I'm trying to get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
Fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. Just fight a little longer, my friend. It's all worth it in the end. But when you got nobody to turn to, just hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. You. Hold on and I'll find you. I'll find you. I'll find you. Hold on and I'll find you.
They say fear haunts and pain hates. I say pain strengthens and fear drives faith. And I don't know all of the outcomes. Don't know what happens tomorrow. But when that ocean of doubt comes, don't let me drown in my sorrow. And don't let me stay at the bottom. I feel like this hole is too deep to climb. I've been looking for a way out, but I settle for a peace of mind. Picking up the pieces of my life and hoping that I put together something right. Tell me all I got is all I need. Tell me you gon' help me stay and fight.
The world trying to play with my soul. I'm just trying to find where to go. I'm trying to remember the way. I'm trying to get back to my home. But I can't do this on my own. That's why I'm just trusting in you. Cause I don't know where else to go. And I don't know what else to do.
No, don't let the fear make you feel.
Alright, alright. Hey guys, it is your girl Oshun. Welcome to Let's Talk Love on Air Candy Radio. The topic of today is Let's Get Deep. First off, happy Sunday. Today was started off nice, kind of drizzled later, but yes, yeah, so topic today is very, very interesting and something that I feel like is necessary to talk about. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and as always, make sure you check on your peoples, your good friends, your strong friends, the ones that, you know, sometimes bother you all the time. You know, it's good to just send some good vibes, positive vibes, good messages to them, because you never know what someone is going through. So topic of discussion today will be men who get sexually abused and the abortion laws. Now, the abortion laws definitely has been super big, a very big topic everyone's been talking about. So make sure, you know, call in, say that, you know, press one if you are calling in, if you want to state your opinions. I know I've heard opinions on both sides, but we'll get into that a little later. Right now, our first topic is on men and being sexually abused. Now, I always ask you guys this, does time heal all wounds? Does it? Do you really believe time heals all wounds? You get hurt, you go through a traumatic experience, and it's like, okay, in due time, you know, I'm going to be good. I just need to get through this time. Give me 6 months or however long it takes to heal, supposedly, they say. Nah, I don't agree with that, y'all know. Time does not heal all wounds. According to Oshun Love, I believe growth heals all wounds. Growth, because it hurts and it gets to the root of the problem. Growth heals all wounds, and in due time, you mask yourself. And masking yourself takes time, but it's definitely a marathon. You definitely, you master one thing about yourself, and then, okay, I got this down. Now it was another thing. I got to get to slay the dragon, tame the beast. You feel me? So on this touchy subject of men who get sexually abused, and I feel like I want to talk about it because, you know, we do hear about it from women. I feel like women definitely have more of the support from society when it comes to this, but I don't feel like men has that. Our men don't really have that opportunity or Yeah, no, I don't, I personally just don't feel like they have that opportunity to be able to, you know, I mean, we have, you know, rape crisis and, you know, the hotlines and whatnot, but 9 times out of 10 is going to be women who are calling about this. I did some research on this, and believe it or not, the rate of men being sexually abused is higher than you would expect it to be. It's actually 1 in 6 boys are likely to be sexually abused by the age of 16. And this is not even including, you know, the sexual assault that happens in the prison systems. We all know about, everybody knows about that. Everybody knows and talks about it and, you know, pointing fingers at people and whatnot. But we're not even talking about in the prison systems, the jail systems, or, you know, anything like that. This is solely just on, you know, being in the outside world or in society. Of course, as always, you know, the abuse usually happens from someone you know. I know they have talked a lot about, you know, abuse happening in certain areas, like the topic with what is it, priests. I know a lot of priests have been in trouble for it, you know, those type of scandals, you know, the locker room scandals and whatnot, but it happens more often than we would assume. And like I said, I feel like there is a lot more support for young girls and women to go somewhere about this issue, whereas men is like they have to kind of just hold it in. One of the reasons is because you are considered weak for some reason. Like, I just feel like the whole masculinity thing in men is so, what's the word to use? I don't want to say derogatory because that, I don't think that's a good word to go with it, but it's such... it's demeaning, I feel like, in a sense, because it's almost as if you kind of have to just deal with it. You deal with it, and sometimes the way you deal with it isn't healthy, and it kind of causes you to, down the line, you know, endure into more unhealthy things, you know. I was reading something, and it was stating that, you know, boys, especially teenagers, when they do go through something like this, they kind of blame themselves, or they don't feel like a victim because in the act of the abuse, they are aroused. So, oh, because I was aroused, then that means that I liked it, which means that, you know, it wasn't considered, you know, rape or an abuse. It was, you know, okay. Which that has nothing to do with it. That's part of the body. And to be honest, I did not go into depth with my research on the biology part of it. But that was pretty interesting to me, which makes sense. And you know what? That kind of ties into the abortion law, because somebody, I hate that I can't really state the whole facts on it, but someone, one of these Republicans, said something about if the woman can, they said something about, you know, being raped and how, you know, women get raped and they still have to have their baby, they can't get an abortion because it wasn't considered rape, because if it was, there's a way that your body can shut down. So it's a man out there that assumes that your body can shut down when you get raped, so you can't get pregnant. Yeah. That is the society that we are currently living in. Amazing, right? Okay, I'm sorry. I kind of did sway to the other side. But, yeah, so this, I wish I would have been able to get, like, some guest speakers to kind of talk about this issue, because I definitely want to hear, you know, some other point of views on this, because I guess what I was trying to do is, okay, yes, this happens, it happens, but how do we heal from it is my main thing, my main topic of this. How do we heal? How do you grow from this? How do you move on and still be able to be healthy from it. because this is, it is a traumatic experience, just like, I mean, you can't compare it to any other, but as, you know, the traumatic experiences that we go through in life, one thing that I did notice was that I don't really feel like there's a lot of help for men, or not necessarily support, but it's not a topic that gets discussed as much as it should be. And I feel like because it doesn't get discussed, the people that it happens to, they kind of feel alone. Some people who have talked about it, and I know I mentioned it in my blog, a lot of, you know, famous people have come out and talked about it. I recently just watched a clip. I'm not exactly sure how old it is, but Lil Wayne talked about it. And it's not always from men. It can be from women. And that's another thing that they, you don't realize, oh, it might not be abuse or it's not assault because, you know, it was from a woman. And sometimes that actually gets praised. Like, you know, I lost my virginity to an older woman. And, you know, the other boys might dap you up for that. When in actuality, it was definitely an assault on you, especially if you are underage. And especially if you didn't consent to it. I mean, no definitely means no. And even if you don't say anything, still, no grown lady should be, you know, touching on a little kid. But it happens, and I believe that was the clip that I saw Lil Wayne talking about how it happened to him before. He was actually talking to another little boy about it and telling him how he was going to go through it too. And it was like, wait, what? I would have been like, wait, what? That's not what I came here for. So, who else? I just recently came across a clip from DaBaby. I guess he was on Angela Yee's Lip Service podcast, and he was talking about it. Again, it was an older girl. You know, he was 5, and I think the girl was like, I'm feeling a teenager. I don't know. But, yeah, he talked about it. Common just, you know, he talked about it in his book, Let Love Have the Last Word. I can't wait to actually read that. If anybody else reads it, please let me know how it goes, because I'm definitely going to try to get into that. But even with, like, some other, you know, people have come out to talk about it, but it's not as common, per se, where it's, okay, this happened. What do you do now? Now that you've talked about it, now that you didn't put it out there, what do you do now? Because just talking about it doesn't really help. To be honest, that's why I'm like, we can research this subject. We can talk about how society doesn't help. We can talk about, you know, the statistics and everything. But how do we move on from here? Like, we can clip off the dead leaves from the tree all day long, but if we don't get to the root of the problem, it just continues. So, yes, the first step is to acknowledge it. That's the first step in order to heal. You got to know exactly what it is you need to heal. And first things first is to take back your power, I believe, for men. Because I feel like, especially if it's something that happened where you definitely felt like your manhood was taken before it even started, or even when it did start. Just because, you know, it's definitely, I don't know. I just feel like it's something that you want to be mindful of, I suppose. Like, I'm trying to figure out how to say it. I guess you can say take back your control by speaking up, by realizing who you are and not and believing that you are not your experiences. It happens, but that doesn't mean that's who you are. You are still someone who has the ability to be whoever you want to be. And yes, it was a traumatic experience, and yes, it was something that may have, you know, may have people pointing fingers at you or may have people looking at you crazy, but I feel like it definitely involves a lot of self-love, first of all, a lot of self-love. And if you have to be selfish to have self-love, then so be it. But as long as you heal, and I feel like that's the main point of it all. It's as long as you heal, as long as you have that mindset and that goal that I'm going to get through this. And I feel like a lot of times when you go through such a traumatic experience, you gonna blame yourself for it. Maybe I shouldn't have did it. Maybe I shouldn't have did that. I was at the wrong place at the wrong time, yada, yada, yada. Yeah, you can sit there and blame yourself all day, but it doesn't change what happened. You can't change the past, but you can for damn sure, excuse my French, change the future. You can get your power back. You just have to believe it. And believe that maybe you're not alone. I feel like with that subject, and, you know, you have those bold people who do come out and be like, you know, this happened to me, and maybe it might have happened to someone else. This is what you can do. This is how I was able to heal. You can become that person. You heal yourself, and you might be able to heal somebody else. Self-healing heals others. Believe it or not, it does. I can vouch for that. So, yes, the goal is to heal, guys. I know it's hard, and I know it's something that nobody ever wants to go through, and nobody ever wants to deal with, but it happens. You know what? Another statistic real quick, because I research all of this, and I'm big on statistics and doing research on it, but I feel like with this topic, I don't even really want to go deep into the hearsay of the statistics and the research. My main focus is the healing part. But statistics does say that, you know, men who were sexually abused, they grow up and they end up being abusers, which is true, but it's not every guy who does it. And that kind of, I did read something from someone who was actually, it was a clip, and they said it, that they were sexually abused and they didn't want to talk about it because they didn't want to be labeled and they didn't want people to be like, oh, now you're going to be a sexual abuser next, because that's a stigma as well. It does happen. It does happen. But it's not everybody. So I'll just say that I didn't really get a clear number on it, but it's not just everybody. And this is my thing. I know a lot of times we are so big on getting the abusers as adults, you know, catching the abusers once they reach adults. But at some time, you know, I feel like it should be possible that we can get to them as children so that they don't become adult abusers. And a good way to do that is to do research and to really understand how it happens. I feel like it's a repeated cycle that happens a lot often that people want to talk about. And I feel like it's just going to be a bunch of damaged people walking around because don't nobody want to talk about such a very effed up topic. Now, back to the healing part of it. Yes, take back your power. Figure out how you can move on. Everybody's healing process is different. And it does not mean you're going to snap your fingers in a day. You're going to be healed because you read a book. You're going to be healed because you work out every day. You're going to be healed because you do yoga now. No, it don't work like that. It takes a lot. A lot. And it takes a lot of consistency, a lot of courage and being bold and being brave and a lot, and now when I say a lot, I mean a lot of self-love. A whole lot. So make sure you guys kind of be open and understanding and be patient with yourself. Be patient, because it's definitely not Rome wasn't built in a day. I always say that as my go-to to understand, you know. Some things, it takes time. And that's okay. That's okay. Have fun with it. Have fun with self-love and healing. Be creative with it. You know, reach out to people who may have been through something similar to that, or who have been through a traumatic experience and they've been open. It doesn't have to necessarily be the same experience that you went through, but it could be something similar, and you can kind of be open-minded to how they were able to heal, some of the things that they were able to do to, you know, grow and get over, you know, the things that they had to go through. You just have to be creative, I feel like. It's not just one thing that, oh, I just need to do this and then I'm healed. Oh, I just need to go to see a therapist and I'm healed. No, and I definitely strongly recommend a therapist, talking to someone, because you have to let it out. You can't just hold it in. You have to find outlets to be able to let it go, let it out, and leave it. That's another thing. You have to leave it. Leave it. Now, my topic for this week was actually going to be trust and forgiveness, but I came across this, these two topics, and was like, I'm going to do this. So next week, trust and forgiveness. So I'll make sure you guys tune in for that. But anyways, as I was, that's what this show is all about, y'all. Self-love, self-healing, empowerment. Like, I'm so big on self-healing. On healing thyself, like it's so imperative in order to be able to be happy. And another thing, stop looking on the outside for validation. And when I say the outside, I mean society, the world, people around you. Stop looking to other people for validation of who you are. You have to look on the inside. It's on the inside. Hint, hint, clue, clue. Giving you guys a what is it called? Phone in, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, you have to look on the inside and determine what's for you. That's all I really have for the sexual assault on men. I wish I'm definitely going to get back to this. This it's not over with this topic. I'm definitely going to get back to this topic because I kind of want to do a little bit more talking on it, and I definitely want to find a guest speaker to come in that's going to be willing to talk about this. Because I wish I had, like, you know, someone who has been through this that can, you know, say how they feel, so that someone who's listening that can, you know, maybe find a way to heal from it. All right, so I'm actually going to go on a song break real quick, guys. So after this, we will be talking about abortion law. And that man, that is crazy. I'm still not, I don't know what this world is coming to. But yeah, so stay tuned for that.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain, break every chain, break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break every chain.
Break every chain.
break every chain. Come on, say to me, break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. There's an army.
We are back. If you are just now tuning in, Let's Talk Love. We are discussing sexual assault on men, and now we are talking about the pro-life or pro-choice abortion laws that have been heavy on the it's been a heavy topic these past couple of weeks now. So real quick, I am definitely pro-choice. I feel like you can't really tell a woman what she can and can't do with her body. At the end of the day, even if I don't feel like I would ever abort a child, but you never know. You know, certain circumstances may call for such. So you can't just. I'm not gonna sit here and be like you. I'm not the judgment. Actually pretty open-minded, but this is a very touchy topic, and of course we want to point the finger and tell these people that they are wrong for this law. So if you are, you know, living under a rock or don't be in the news or social media, if you are off the grid, which you probably wouldn't be listening to this if you was, but you know, the Republicans definitely have come up with the heartbeat law, abortion law, of making it illegal for women to have abortions. So far, the states that have passed these laws is Alabama, Arkansas, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, Missouri, Ohio, and Utah. And I believe Texas just passed the law as well. And I think they kind of went a little extra. And these laws, they definitely question if women should be able, if women should be punished for aborting their baby. One state says she can get life. I know one lady was sentenced to life for aborting her baby, and I believe she was actually a rape victim, if I'm not mistaken. Georgia, they actually just passed their heartbeat law that states, you know, anything over 8 weeks or 6 weeks, whenever you hear the baby's heartbeat, they are stating that whenever you hear the baby's heartbeat, you can't, it's considered illegal. And yes, they are stating that, you know, the women are getting in trouble for this. The doctors, whoever performs this abortion, will be held responsible and accountable for this as well. Like, they are definitely trying to crack down and take away that Roe versus Wade 14th Amendment right. And right now, it's our 14th Amendment right. And if you're not hip to that, 1973, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that it's illegal for you to tell a woman that she cannot have an abortion. That's our 14th Amendment, you know, to the U.S. Constitution, rights to privacy. So right now, they are definitely trying to end that. This, like I said, it's such a touchy subject because, and I say this because, and I know you're like, how is it, if I'm pro-life, how is it still a touchy subject? And I say that because you have people who were, you know, their mother was raped and they were born. You have people who are like, you know, my mom thought about getting an abortion. If she did, I wouldn't be here right now. So you kind of have to take in consideration of the children who did get a chance to live and are here today. And you know what? I've heard people use these arguments. What if Obama would have got aborted? Like, we wouldn't have had our second black president. Yes, I did say second. Research. So it's really, 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 really touchy subject because I know it was a lady, I seen an article where she was on the news and she was saying like she supports this because she was a rape baby. Oh, and that sounds so bad to say. I don't mean to say it like that. I'm sorry. But, you know, she was, her mother was a rape victim. But she was able to still live. Like, so she's going to support it. So, you know, people who are alive today because their parents almost got, well, their mother, because only really their mom at the end of the day can do it, but because their mother did not abort them even when she could have or she wanted to, but for whatever reason, under whatever circumstance, she did not, they're here because it didn't happen. And for them, they look at this as, you know, they don't mind, they support it pretty much, which, like I said, I'm open-minded, so I can definitely understand it because that's an experience that they could have went through. However, I'm still not okay with, you know, telling someone what they can and can't do. And, you know, I have, again, with my research, looked up that, you know, other countries who have made abortions illegal have stated the numbers that the countries that have made abortions illegal have the highest rate of abortions. It's like, what? I don't know. That's not funny. I don't know. I'm appalled. Okay. I'm appalled. This is beyond me. I don't know how. I mean, I guess you can understand it when somebody tells you not to do something and kind of go extra with it. I don't know. But that's just to throw that out there. Yes. So, very interesting to say the least. The number is not super high, but it's high enough. Whereas it's high enough to where you're like, it's kind of shocking. That's why I'm kind of like, I sound baffled right now because it is. When I read it, I was like, what?
So, yes, it's, like I said, it's a really touchy subject. What makes this even more touchy is because everybody been on Alabama ever since, what was it, Tuesday that they declared this? They decided to go the extra mile, and I think Texas is on they trying to do it too. But they decided to go the extra mile and state that, you know, it's illegal for women to get abortion if they are rape victims or incest. Like, the only way they'll be able to get an abortion is if the mother's life is being threatened with having this baby. Like, if she's going to die if she has this baby type of thing. Other than that, no. You got raped, that's okay. You can still have this baby. It was incest, that's okay. You can still have this baby. Which is interesting to me because, not all, but I believe, you know, with incest babies, they kind of have some higher percentages of certain disabilities. So it's like, I don't know. Interesting. It's very interesting. And, like, I don't know what made them think that this was okay. Nobody else went that far. They just, like, you know, abortion is, you know, we want to make it illegal. You took it to even that far. So, yeah, everybody been on Alabama. Like, what y'all talking about? Like, what is y'all on? Even Trump, even y'all president said he against that. He's saying he's not with it. I don't know what y'all talking about. That ain't cool, pretty much, is what he's saying. And a couple other people, Mitt Romney, a lot of the Republicans, surprisingly, are like, yeah, no, you're going too far now. That's not okay. So, yeah, that's the uproar and the controversy that we have going on right now with that. And you know what? I'm also doing this research, and I did not know this. Apparently, the Plan B, you know, the over-the-counter contraceptive of, you know, pre-abortion or whatever you want to call it, it has a weight limit. But, like, it's only effective for women 170 pounds at the most. At the most, 170 pounds. Between them, or 176. Like, I never knew that either. But yeah, you have 72 hours to do that. Well, I feel like what they about to do now is, and it's just my opinion, and if they do, y'all can be like she said, she caught it. They're gonna make abortion illegal, and they want to come out with all this other stuff to try. Well, no, the government might not, but other companies is gonna be like, okay, we about to go ahead and ride this wave and come out with all these different types of Plan Bs, generic Plan Bs and whatnot to get you to figure out how to, like, have an abortion without actually having an abortion. Like, take a pill, you got to drink this juice and within 72 hours from having unprotected sex, and then you'd be good. So, I'm calling it, y'all. They don't have the watch if these laws actually go through. But yeah, so that's interesting. But yeah, I don't know what Alabama on right now. And I guess they used an example as, you know, an 11-year-old girl who, you know, gets raped is forced to keep her baby. That's sad. Like, that's terrible. It's terrible to us, but I don't know. I guess someone's going to say, put yourself in the fetus position, no pun intended, but, and kind of, you know, what you have, what you want to still live. Like, I don't know. Interesting, I guess. I guess you got to be open-minded and look at it from all perspectives. That's just me, though. That really is. I really tend to do that. I want to try to see things from different perspectives, but I still don't believe that it should be forced. That's what I vote for. That it shouldn't be forced. It shouldn't be that you aren't allowed to. I mean, I definitely believe maybe to a certain amount of weeks. Usually, I feel like 6 weeks is, that's what, like less than 2 months. Usually people, don't people find out by month three? I guess it just depends. I don't know. I don't feel like you should, you know, abort a whole baby, but I mean, shoot, it happens though. So I'm not going to be like, oh, you're a terrible person for doing it. It happens. So you can't just be, I don't know. You can't just sit there and tell people what they can and can't do. At the end of the day, somebody's going to find a way. And you know what? Actually, it was, I believe, Alabama is so, they're not playing. Like, they're serious about this to the point where if a woman has a miscarriage, they're going to investigate to make sure it wasn't an intentional miscarriage. Like, she didn't, you know, the whole, I know people have joked about, you know, throwing themselves down the stairs type of thing. Like, they're going to really investigate on that just to make sure. You just not out here like throwing yourself down the stairs and stuff, just so that you don't have a baby, because society wants to be in control and tell you what you can and can't do with your body. Yeah, that's Alabama. Yeah. It's definitely, like I said, it's a touchy subject, I feel like, because like I said, I can look at it from both ends. I can be open-minded. I can be empathetic. That's a better way to say I can be empathetic and understand both sides. I don't have to just be, oh, no, you can't. No. Definitely empathetic about this situation because you can, I don't know, you can be open from both ends. But I don't know. I still can't get over the Plan B thing, though. I did not know they had a weight limit. And the fact that they even have a weight limit is beyond me. Like, how? I feel like that's discrimination. And if you are over 170, I feel like you should write a letter to the company and tell them to make better choices. Because that's, it's absurd if you ask me. And I feel like that's definitely, what's the word? It's definitely bias. So, yeah, that's really all I have for you guys today. Pretty sensitive topics, to say the least. Deep. But it's true, and I feel like it's definitely some things to talk about and really understand, because it's what's going on. Shit, I'm talking about what's actually happening in both sides, looking at it from both perspectives. I'm gonna get both ends of this. So as always, you guys, in my Kevin Gates voice, every time they tear you down, I'm going to build you back up. All right? And just know that a positive mind leads to a positive vibe. I shall overcome trial and error by just living with inner peace and while living, loving, and learning from my experiences. That is an positive affirmation that you should say every day to yourself, or find some. If you are in any of these topics that we just discussed today, or have been any type of traumatic experience, find some positive affirmations to tell yourself every day. Every time you feel like when you are having those negative mindsets, talk to yourself and tell yourself positive mindset. Give yourself positive words to say while those negative thoughts are trying to derail you. Find positive things to say and never give up. Never give up. Keep going. Keep at it. It's hard, but every day you have to find the courage to lose sight of the shore. Every day. And I got that. Y'all know I'm a quote fanatic. I got that quote from The Kingsman. Like, I really, well, I will watch a movie, I will listen to a speech or something and hear a quote, be like, what did they just say? Doop, 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 I'm writing this down. It was actually in The Kingsman, and it said a, what was it? A man cannot sail to sea until he has the courage to lose sight of the shore. What does that mean to you? Think about that. Really think about that. I'm going to say it one more time. A man cannot sail the sea until he has the courage to lose sight of the shore. To me, that means you can't, you got to get uncomfortable. You got to stop being scared. You got to take a chance, take a risk. You have to get out of your comfort zone of, in your safe haven of, this is what I'm used to, this is what I'm doing. But deep down inside, you really want to be over here. You really want to grow. You really want to be at whatever your dreams and aspirations are. You can't get there until you decide to let go of your comfort zone, until you decide to walk out of that box. That's what it means to me. And every day I tell myself that. For me, in my, you know, self-love, self-care journey, every day I find a little more courage to lose sight of the shore and just go for it. Whew, it's kind of scary, but it's not, though. You got to be creative with it. You just got to go with it. You know what? Sometimes you might fall. You might fall face first. You might slip. You might trip, but the audacity of you to get back up when you fall. The audacity of you. It's bravery. It's that courage. So I can't think of who it was who said it. But if you type it in, they will, it'll come up. I want to say Ernest Hemingway, but I don't think it was him. I think it was somebody else. But, you know, that's he has a lot of good quotes. I don't know if that was him or not, but yeah. So that's all I have for you guys today. Y'all be easy and remember, it's all love. Y'all see you next Sunday. Topic will be on trust and forgiveness. And this will definitely be another touchy subject, but it won't be too deep, but it's still deep. Because it's another moment of stepping out your comfort zone, another moment of digging deep and getting to the root of the problem. That's what we're here for. We get into the roots, cutting off the leaves and getting to the roots, slaying dragons and taming the beasts. All right, y'all have a good week. Stay positive, be productive, take that risk, step outside your comfort zone. Just one step, one day at a time, even. Remember, Rome isn't built in a day. Anything rushed is premature. And patience is a virtue. And on that note, I am out. Peace, love, and hair grease. Peace.